Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 8th of July, 2011. It's the Bagel Tech Bash Day. Yeah! So, the technology news in the last 48 hours has been pretty mundane, it has to be said. BSkyB's takeover decision has been pushed back in the UK until September. That means that the government is not ducking the issue and they're not postponing it and it's not going away. They're going to do it. But in a surge of customer complaints over the merger, it looks as though they're taking their time. But it probably is going to go through, but it won't be until September when the Parliament joins back together and after their big long summer break. Spotify is coming to the US. Well, yes, all right, you knew that, I know, but it's slightly different now. You can actually sign up. If you go to Spotify.com and you want to put yourself down for it, then it's going to cost you $60 to $120 per year, which is an awful lot more expensive than iTunes Match. It's going to be at $25 per year. However, we get it in Europe. Whether we're getting iTunes Match or not, we don't know. And, come on, you know you want it. You know you want it. Now, all in the garden is fairly rosy for Apple as far as Lion's concerned. Allegedly, next Wednesday, we will see it. I've got a source that says the 14th, though, not the 13th. We'll have to wait and see. And also, the App Store has passed 15 billion downloads, which is an absolutely phenomenal figure in the time that it's been up. But Apple has lost its injunction request against the Amazon App Store. The term App Store is not exclusive to Apple. It's also available to Amazon to use. And of course, they're going to make hay of that as well. And also, Cult of Mac has published what they say is an exclusive story over invisible filtering of contentious emails. They sent out some stuff that was slagging off the governments of Syria, Greece, Saudi Arabia, and Yemen. And it turned out that Apple didn't send the emails. On a few occasions, they sent it, but they marked it as junk. I had a go at sending the exact text and it came back as junk, it has to be said. I don't think that's really malicious stuff or conspiracy, I'm afraid. I think that's just a crap filtering system. And also, if you're a jailbreaker, it's not nice for you either, because Time Warner Cable has actually stopped you getting all of its content. If you've jailbroken your iPad, then all your Time Warner Cable stuff that you thought you could get, you now can't. It's highly probable that other content providers are going to follow this move as well, so you could be seeing all of your mobile services disappearing up the pipe if you've gone over to the Cydia store. I'm sure there's a way around it. It won't take long. Google Plus opened its doors yesterday for a brief period and doubled its total membership. Oh, isn't that fantastic? No, it's not, because I still couldn't get in. And I ticked the let me know about it thing. And guess what? They didn't let me know about it. They're also recommending the fact that Google Plus is not for businesses yet. They should hold back. It's more consumer focused. I got to take issue with that, because most of the people I know can't get in it. So businesses, you're probably never going to get into it. Good grief, Google. You know how to cock things up, don't you? Now, I've only got an iPad 1, and I looked at the iPad 2 and thought, well, I'm going to stick with iPad 1 because I don't need the more power. I don't do a lot of gaming. It's going to be just fine. I've changed my mind. Yes, there's an aluminium keyboard buddy case that puts your iPad 2 in a completely different zone. You take your iPad 2, it magnetically links to the back of this aluminium slim looking, oh, so beautiful case, and it makes it look like a MacBook Air. And then you fold it back down again and you go, and it's got a full-size keyboard and it looks absolutely stunning and it's only $50, but I'm going to have to spend $500 buying an iPad 2. Oh dear. And talking of iPads, the world record has been broken for typing on an iPad. Yes, Edward's unpronounceable name is a nimble-fingered 15-year-old who managed to type the entire alphabet in 5.26 seconds using the software keyboard. He beat the previous record held by teenager Charles Joseph McDonnell by a full 1 second. Guinness was there to watch it, so it's official. Now, one of the gadgets that's out of Photo Jojo, and we do like Photo Jojo, you should go there definitely, is a converter for your iPhone to your existing Canon and Nikon lenses. It's going to cost you $250 to take your crappy little 5-megapixel camera and stick it on a lens that's 5 times the size of the phone and then take a picture. The results are, predictably, pretty ordinary. And I got to say, if you buy this, oh man, they saw you coming. Oh dear, dear, dear. And finally, Today is the day of the Bagel Tech Bash, but it's also another day, and not a happy one like it is for us. It's a very sad one. Human spaceflight has taken a step backwards because the shuttle program goes out of service after today. In about 8 to 9 hours' time, the last flight of the space shuttle will take off. Atlantis will power off into the sky and go up to the space station with a whole pile of astronauts. And then when it comes back down in 10 days' time, that'll be it, I'm afraid. It'll be all over. We'll be here at the Bagel Tech Bash, but you can be damn sure that at 28 minutes past four, we'll be doing absolutely bugger all except sitting round my TV, watching the last shuttle launch from NASA's website. If you've got nowhere to go today, then come along to the Bagel Tech Bash. Send me an email at bageltechnews@gmail.com. And if you can get to Birmingham and join us between 12 a.m. and probably 12 p.m, maybe later, then you too can join in the bash and I'll send you the address. If you've got a story, then send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at Bagel Tech News. We won't be back again until Monday. We'll probably have a huge headache when we do, but today we've got all the shows planned. We've got the Mac show at 1 o'clock, we've got the photo show at 3 o'clock, we've got a very special edition perhaps of Dad and the Dude at 5 o'clock, and then tonight we've got the big show at 10 p.m. but by that point, oh, anything could happen. Have a great day. I know I will, and thanks for listening.